Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Like a local band, just some local yokel, some dudes.
Yeah, I think so. They're called
Fish.
Fish. This is a famous band.
Yeah,
that's the problem with Fish and Grateful Dead and all these bands is they sound like just somebody's Uncle Joe and their band.
Yep.
You know, and I don't want to. I'm not attacking because I know this is fucking a big part of who you are. You love jam band, Robbie Bernstein, all the time. I say this to his face.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't an act here. This is bad music, this objectively speaking. Okay,
right.
Fanoia, I don't understand. You have to explain this to me right now, what's going on here. Also, I have Dana White on my screen right now. As I keep on looking up at Fanoia, I realize how much you look like Dana White.
That's either I either get Dana White or Boz Rutten.
Yeah, actually both
Soder
work.
Said Boz Rutten yeah. more than Dana White. But
a little bit. A little
I guess,
bit.
Whatever. That's fine, I'll take it.
We have a great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico, as always, to my right.
How you doing, brother?
What up, son?
How you doing, man?
How you feeling, baby boy?
Feeling good.
Good. Mike Fanoia's here.
Yeah, buddy.
Back
good
on
to
the
finally
show.
Be here.
It's been a minute, dude.
I know, it has. Been a long time.
Yeah, long time coming. And also, I think you've been on the show back in the day when we were at Stand Up New York Labs. I don't think I may, or maybe you weren't. I don't know.
I don't think I was.
Have we never podcasted together? Maybe Bobby Kelly's podcast?
Yeah, Bobby Kelly's one, yeah.
We've done some podcasts.
Yeah.
Nathan
yeah.
McIntosh, hilarious ginger comedian from Canada.
Really respect this man, clearly.
No, you are, though. Those were all facts. I said you're
they
hilarious.
They are facts.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Lewis, for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah. Nice to see you, Zach. Hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
It is bad music. It sounds like you'd sit in a treehouse and, like, you know what I mean, cry about your dad. I don't like it at all. I'm with you. I hear it, and I just go, ugh.
Well, you know, you have bands that come out, do the hits, everybody's happy. But why, when you can pay more money to have them just dick around?
Hey man, you know, I don't fucking care. I'm glad everybody hates it because it's more tickets for me.
It
fuck
is
it.
Weird that it's
you're gonna get more seats.
Yeah,
what are you
dude?
Gonna do? Just
I'm
lay the fuck out.
No. Yeah, fuck hilarious. It. Absolutely.
Like a fat guy on a flight, just buy multiple seats.
Like two dudes in a movie.
Yeah,
I need a seat on either side. Fucking
what?
Empty.
So you go to these big concerts.
Yeah, man.
Fish and Grateful Dead, both of them.
Well, the Dead's done. I mean, John Mayer's playing with. He took Jerry Garcia's place, you know, and those are expensive tickets.
That
and
seems
they're
like
really
a get.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely.
I feel like they,
dude, I
the
think
the best thing
out.
That could have happened for that band.
Grateful Dead. Yeah, no, it's true.
Jerry Garcia dying and John Mayer taking his place.
If you look at the money.
It's your own Ben and Jerry's flavor, then John Mayer taking your place.
Yeah, one of the boys at the men has stopped, and Mike Tyson is stepping in right now.
No, if you look at what the Dead has made over the years, they're making more now than fucking. It's ridiculous. But yeah, every show that Fish plays is different. They did 13 nights at the Garden. They didn't repeat one song. I like it. It's my MMA. It's my Game of Thrones. It's my fucking.
Be your
you
MMA.
Know,
how can it? It's
people
not your
are,
MMA.
People are rabidly into. Like he's rabidly into MMA.
Yeah, but that's fighting. This is a band I'm that saying, won't play the same song twice.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This
but
is a,
he
this
knows
is a band
every,
that won't get
knows,
their shit together. Just remember a song that they fucking riffed.
Get
one
a set
time.
List together, potheads.
Yeah.
Me. Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Go in the
I
back
love
and write something down.
Stop taking mushrooms.
It.
Maybe they'll get a set list.
this next one,
it.
We've never done it before.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, thing. We're going to play this one on a xylophone.
Yes. They would. I would like a xylophone in there. They play a vacuum. They play yeah, a bunch
they
of
They did,
shit.
Right? Somebody said that Harrington said
yeah,
it.
They play
came
a vacuum.
The show.
Yeah,
no, they play in a vacuum. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
You're not a fan either.
No.
I fucking love that no one likes them. I really don't get
Can
it.
I tell you, I
it's
don't know
thing.
Enough about... This was the first Fish thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm really just... Whatever. I don't know
dude,
enough to
jumping on
kinda,
the shit wagon.
Well,
I love
I mean,
it.
I, what, it hits my ears and I don't like it, but yeah. I'm not gonna... You know, I'm not gonna stand outside of a Fish concert and be like...
I'll tell you why, because I'm not into, like, pop music, but I understand why... Like, all right, throw on... What's the biggest pop song right now? turn this shit off. I can't listen to it anymore. It's it's like, I'm telling you right now, it's like your loser uncle's living upstairs and he's blaring music. You're like, oh my God, I really wish Uncle Tommy.
Shut up, Tony. I was going to say Tony. That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, Uncle Tommy needs to get a job.
Well, Uncle Mike likes fish.
Yeah. Get out of the
weird
house.
Smells coming from out of there. All the cheese wrappers squeezed directly into his room.
Turn it down. It's been so much fun. I spent so much of my life just traveling with my friends, fucking going to the shows, getting arrested for mushrooms on the road, selling fucking cigarettes and water to
get
gas.
I'm trying to make a badass now.
I know.
Well, yeah,
oh,
he's trying to make like prison.
Tough. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, we're selling cartons of cigarettes, you know, just having to survive.
Water, fucking
dude
beers.
In the ass, man, for front row, man.
Blue dude for backstage tickets.
Oh, 09.
What is this? This is the most popular song right now on the radio?
Yeah, it's a Benny Blanco East Side.
Let me hear it. See? No, I don't even like this shit.
This isn't a party.
Fucking garbage.
This is not.
This is garbage, too. You're right, but do you understand how it's like?
Is Benny Blanco, I'm assuming this is this a white rapper?
He looks like a mixture. I'll show you.
This is shit.
Of that's a human or something else.
That's a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, man.
I think this is fucking trash.
And Halsey and Khalid. I think it's trash, too. I hate it. This is not my type of music, but there's at least a fucking hook.
Sure. I get it. Dude, it's not for everybody.
Now go right into the middle of a Fish song right now. Just randomly into the middle of any Fish song and see the way, see if there's a hook. We have people observing right now. I think they like Fish.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. Ugh. See?
No, 45 minutes in, the exact middle of a Fish song.
Yeah. Two shows is only what you saw?
Are you not doing that?
I don't know. These guys are fucking giving me sign language.
It's actually the IRS. They're shutting us down. Two more minutes on air. You need to.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. It's my thing. I love it. I love other shit too. We're big hip hop.
Hold on,
guys.
Hold on, ready?
Don't you touch me one more time.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
Get it, yo, whatever. This is Fish.
There's not even a beat.
No.
I'm looking at Harrington's screen and it's at 11 minutes right in the middle.
Wow. Yeah, this is a short one.
It's like a hotel bar that you walked into, you know?
Love it.
Look at, he's loving it. You're feeling it too.
In the fucking groove.
I've never liked guitar riffs on anything. Myself, I know I'm going to be the minority in this because you like rock music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime there's a guitar riff, I'm like, just stop it. It doesn't need to be there for me personally. Cut
Do you
it out.
Only like redheaded music?
I only like redheaded music. Yeah, a lot of Celtic.
Rick Astley.
Yeah. Rick Astley, I'm a big fan of. What's out? Annie. I like all the music from Annie. I have that on repeat.
Eurythmics, Shania Twain, Reba McEntire.
Eurythmics?
Reba.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox?
Yeah.
Red
In that
hair?
One video.
Oh, yeah. Bowie was a redhead for a little while.
Yeah, but for a little while. Get the fuck. No, dyeing your hair does not make
Jesus
you
better.
Does
Christ.
Annie Lennox actually have red hair? Like full on?
I'm just thinking.
In the Sweet Dreams video.
Oh, yeah.
Dyed
Dreams
hair
video.
For a little bit of time, you fucking lunatic. Calm down.
No. But anyways, I only.
There she is.
But that's not redhead. I do like Annie Lennox, though.
There you go.
You're a big Drake guy, right?
No.
You have to be.
For Canadian.
I know, but I'm not. I'm not.
He is the biggest thing out of Canada, right? Since Celine Dion. Celine Dion and then Drake. That was the two. That was
I mean,
jump,
that,
right?
You know what's hilarious? Yes. That's there's not. I don't think there's any kind of exaggeration
who's
there.
Who's in between?
Like,
I mean, who's
Shania
the
Twain?
Is she Canadian?
Yeah, but
place?
I don't know.
No, she's not. She's from fucking Alabama or something.
Canadian country.
She's from fucking Timmins, Ontario.
Doggy, she's from fucking Georgia.
All right.
You know nothing about Shania.
I mean, you can't really argue.
This actually,
but the
Real Ass Podcast used to be a Shania Twain fan cast at the beginning, so I hate to throw that in
Georgia.
Your face.
Well, fuck, man. Yeah. You know, you learn something every day. I thought I'd been to her museum.
It was called Damn, I Feel Like a Podcast.
Damn, I feel like a podcast. She's not. It's Windsor.
She's not a redhead either.
That is the best name for a fucking Shania Twain like fan cast.
Damn, I feel like a podcast.
That's fucking hysterical. All right, look. Insane show plan today. We're just getting going here, baby boys. Okay. If you're out on the, it's a Friday, West Coast drivers listening live, 8 a.m. I love you guys. You guys are my favorite in the world right now. Unbelievable way to end the week. Two great guests. Let's get some plugs out of the way, Shannon, so we can get this show under ways. Fenoy, what do you got to plug, my friend?
You can check out Amigos Podcast on iTunes. I've got Providence Comedy Connection March 8th and 9th, DC Improv April 19th, 20th. Comedy Works coming up. Go to MikeFenoya.com for dates, @MikeFenoya on social media.
Hell yeah.
FINOIA.
Hell yeah, Nate McIntosh.
NathanMcIntosh.com. Yeah, upcoming shows and stuff. I'm going to be at the Comedy Cellar in Vegas March 11th to 17th. I'm headlining Gotham Comedy Club March 29th and 30th. I got an album coming out March 29th. You can check out my podcast, Positive Anger.
Wow.
Bam, 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 bam.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And please check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics sitting down, bullshitting while we watch a horror movie. Tonight, we celebrate Black History Month with Derek Gaines, Pockets Graham, and Patrick Schroeder as we watch The People Under the Stairs.
Great movie.
How's that a black? How's that a, I thought it was a black movie.
It is.
It's not a black movie.
People Under the Stairs?
Ving Rhames,
just racist.
Man.
Black people do not live under stairs. You're a piece of shit, Zach. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the people that are listening.
The
in
villains
right now.
In the movie, in order, are white people, dogs, and water. They're in a mess because they couldn't pay rent and decided to rob a house. It's a black horror.
Right. I guess you're right. It sounds like an average day in Harlem, to be honest with you.
The first 20 minutes of the movie is Ving Rhames v. Dog.
Yeah.
What do you want me to tell you,
Lil? That's true. You know what's funny? I guess I didn't really... I just considered it a horror movie as a kid. This is the world that we live in. I've changed. Now, to be honest with you, I don't know. I see the world differently. I never even looked at that as being a black horror movie. But you're right. It's a little black kid.
Yeah.
The fucking guy's robbing the house.
The landlords, right?
It's literally robbing white landlords.
No, yeah. But it's a white chick and a black... It's sort of... It's not. It's not like... When you say black horror movie...
I would consider a black protagonist makes it...
The
side
but the
of black
girl
horror.
Was sort yeah, of the...
No, the kid is the protagonist. Rewatch it. It's all about the kid.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right. But I always consider like... what was the one? Tales from the Hood.
Yeah. We're doing that next week.
Okay.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Leprechaun in the Hood. Blackula. Really, just any if you add In the Hood to any horror movie, it works. Dracula.
They got two
in the
of
Hood.
Those, Leprechaun.
They do have Blackula as well. It's yeah. An old exploitation one.
I would go with Children of the Corn, Urban Harvest.
Ah.
Which has the aforementioned Amish v. Black basketball game. Guess yeah. You'd be surprised who wins.
Pull up that scene, by the way. I would love to see the Amish versus Black Kid basketball game. Yeah, guys, I got some stuff coming up. March 20th through 23rd, I will be at Uncle Vinny's down the shore in Jersey with Justin Silver. March 10th, me and Bisping are in Toronto doing this theater show. So come out to that. Grab your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. This crazy big theater show is going to be sort of a one-man show / podcast / stand-up and I don't know. It's going to be crazy. I'm also probably doing another secret show up in Toronto, so I'll be announcing that probably the week of where you guys can grab tickets for that as well. Let's think. What else? Didn't I have another fucking show coming up that I had to promote that I've been promoting?
Laugh it up. You just did.
Yeah, laugh it up. Whatever. Guys, look. Lots of shows. Oh, April 12th, I got a show in Connecticut. I'll give you guys information about that soon as well. Also, Skankfest tickets officially on sale March 4th, guys. March 4th, Skankfest will be June 21st through 23rd this year. Three full days, nonstop comedy party. All day, all night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are kicking things up so many levels this year. If you guys went last year, you know what the fuck we're talking about. You know, you don't even need to know any of the performers. We sold out the pre-sale tickets in 36 hours. Not a single performer has been announced. We have 50% of the tickets left. We are announcing everything on March 4th. Get your tickets March 4th. Do not wait. We are going to sell this one out way faster than we ever have before. There is nothing like Skankfest NYC. I'm telling you right now, you will not regret coming out. We have people flying in from Australia. We have people flying in from Africa, Israel, Ireland.
Ew.
Come on.
The double ill for Ireland. Don't
yeah,
worry.
I know. Yeah, guys, skankfestnyc.com is the website. Also, guys, right now, leave us a 5-star ranking, a positive review. One reviewer per month we give away a free piece of merch to. Whether it's good or bad, I don't give a fuck. Give us a bad review. You can still get a free piece of merch, bitch. Pull up the website, merchpump.com/RAP. Go grab your merch there as well. If you guys want to grab any merch, we just dropped the prices of hoodies by $10. They're only $40 right now, guys. All right. Let's get into it.
It's a nice hoodie.
It's a nice fucking hoodie, doggy. All right. Thank you, Shannon. And check out the Thing Is podcast.
Also, my new podcast, After Love After Lockup.
You have another podcast?
Yeah. It's about the show Love After Lockup, since now I have a thing for inmates.
Edit that out. You're not promoting another podcast.
You want me to edit out my plug?
Yes. You're not editing. You're not promoting. In fact, you know what I want you to do?
It's reverse.
I want you to beep out. I want people to know that you even said it. But I wanted to, and I really mean this, Shannon. You're beeping out all of the information.
No,
right. Yes, you're not promoting fair. Multiple podcasts on my podcast that you're already a fucking have too much time on. Plus, you're the intro or the logo for Justin Silver's podcast.
That's not me.
You're on
I
SDR show. You're fucking. You're cocky and your attitude stinks. So we're not doing it anymore. We're beeping out that one. You guys will not listen to her other podcast. I want it to bomb. I want it to tank tremendously. You should only be promoting the one podcast. Who the fuck has multiple podcasts?
I know, that is ridiculous. Well, my point was of the other podcast to draw traffic back to my show and to this network.
Shut up. I'm sick of you. Sorry, guys. You have to abuse the ones you love most.
Yeah.
That's the way to really, if you want to, you got to break them down.
Yeah, totally. You're a worthless piece of shit, Nate.
Have you ever cooked chicken?
Yeah.
What you got to do is you gotta take a fucking, they have these mallets, and if you really want to fucking get the chicken to be nice and tender, you gotta beat the fucking shit out of
that chicken.
You gotta
pound that shit flat.
You gotta pound it.
Yeah.
You gotta pound that fucking chicken, and that's what Shannon is to me. She's a big fucking thick piece of chicken, and I take a fucking wooden mallet with spikes, and I pound her every week.
I bang that shit with a spike bat.
I just picture Lewis with a hammer and a carton of eggs. You gotta let him grow up first.
Hey guys, really quick, I just want to take a quick second and thank all the fans of the show for supporting all of our amazing sponsors. We spent a lot of time trying to find incredible sponsors that you guys will love, products that you guys will like, and we spent a lot of time trying to get you guys discounts for those products. So thank you for using our sponsors. And also I wanted to let you know that if you have a product or business that you think would be a great fit for our audience, this is a great opportunity to have me and the Real Ass Podcast crew talk about your product or service. Right now, take a second, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and type in the show code RAP. That lets them know that you're interested in this show. If you have a great product or business or anything that you want us to talk about, hopefully we can work something out. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. Use that show code RAP. Okay, where were we? Okay, look, there's a lot to talk about today. First of all, we got to give a Jussie Smollett update. Is it Jussie Smollett? Smollett?
Is that even his real name?
I don't know. Smollett. Who knows? This one, this is a good one for the white man. This is a good one for the white man. Finally, the white man gets a little bit of fucking justice. Am I right, guys? Am I right, white guys?
How?
Just edit that out, too. Edit him saying white power. Can you figure out, can we get the words white power out of his mouth in that moment, Shannon?
Yeah.
Blur the salute as well to the camera. Can you blur that? Is there a way?
Can we just cut to just a... Just a Hitler speech every time Nate goes to talk.
David Duke fucking... running for mayor in Louisiana. Hey, is where we get to that.
Just zoom in on Canadian the 88 on his neck.
Yeah. How is it a win for a white man?
Ah, because the white man, you guys get fucking beat up. You know, people really.
Oh, yeah, Lewis isn't white. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not white.
Yeah,
you guys, people fucking, they really hate you guys. And, typically you guys are made to be embarrassed in the media and, nobody really likes you guys.
Personally?
Now, not personally. Nobody in the media is really talking about you guys. But yeah, I'm talking about your culture and your race.
Oh, yeah. Us as a people?
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like this time you get a fucking black gay guy who's get fucking just so embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, more than anything else, because I'm not one of these people who are like, oh, my God, fucking this is crazy. What is he doing? Now people aren't going to believe real hate crimes. I'm like, yeah, who cares? Okay? Like, I don't really care. It's just... the most cringy, embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's fucking hilarious.
The fact that he didn't hire white guys, the fact that he paid in a check, the fact that it's just for a salary, it's like, it's
everything.
Absolutely. I love the idea that, like, just call your manager, man. Call your fucking manager and go, you know what, hire the Nigerian dudes without the shirts to walk into the Empire office and be like, we'll fucking kill your families if you don't give this guy another 15 grand.
That would have been more believable.
It's a better story.
Yeah.
Hang them out the fucking window like Suge Knight, but don't have these guys pretend to be white and beat you up.
It was so cringy and crazy, and the story is so silly. The fact that he goes on stage the next night and to a cheering crowd goes, and I fought back. I mean, that moment, like that will forever, like him taking the applause for that is the worst part of all of this. Like you almost go like, all right, he made up a story. I understand why he did it. You look at Colin Kaepernick, right? And this sort of like... he's been made into this hero, right? what, no matter how you feel about that, well, no matter what side, you kind of look at it and you can understand, be like, oh shit, if the, he did get attacked and was a victim of this race crime and did fight back and did have this amazing story happen, he has an opportunity to sort of propel him into this sort of like hero status.
Right.
And that could open up so many more.
Dude, book tour, speaking tour, so much money that he could have made.
Incredible.
Well, right. Why not just take the Kaepernick approach then and kneel during your fucking scene?
Just kneel at Subway.
As you're doing, you know, Terrence Howard is yelling at you and you just lower under the camera and they're like, man, can you stand up? And you're like, No,
I'm not standing up.
I will not.
Hey, why wouldn't you just put one more person between you guys? Like, he paid them directly, right?
Check.
Why wouldn't he just hire somebody to pay them so that his name isn't directly on their bank
account?
Well,
why don't you just take 2 weeks, you know, or a month to think about it and take a few $100 out here and there out of the bank?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a way to do this.
Yeah, there's too many. Yeah, he dove right into the big leagues too fast when it comes
crazy.
To
lying.
It's crazy. Gonna play yeah. in the big leagues.
And then in the interview, they go, why didn't you call the cops? And he's like, because of pride. Like, I had too much, like...
The interview's wild, too.
Yeah. Have you seen the...
I've never even seen the interview.
Buddy, it's way worse than him standing on the stage.
Pull it up.
It's bad.
Because it's actually better to watch the interview now that I know it's 100% not true. Because I was sort of ignoring it. Because when it first came out, everyone was like, oh, this thing could be fake. And I was going like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I figured it would never really come to fruition whether or not it was fake.
Right.
Whatever. It was something that I didn't really want to sink my teeth into because I felt like everyone that takes a side politically chose a side on
exactly.
this. And I didn't want to be that guy. I was right. like, fuck it. I'll stay away from the story. I didn't really talk about it that much. But now that I know it's fake, oh, it's so good.
It's one of the best things any of us will ever hear, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like if you took a step back, you're like, so wait, these guys were racist and homophobic. And they were just walking around with a noose.
For this man.
And a bleach in case they ran into
I know.
A gay black man outside of a Subway.
They smashed an emergency racist kid at the Subway, and that's what true. Was in there.
It's in cold Chicago. I mean, it's got to be freezing.
1:30 in the morning, right? Wasn't it?
Walking around with bleach.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
He showed up for the $5 footlongs.
Started at midnight. Yeah, this is fucking crazy. This interview is too much.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
You don't even want to see the truth.
What happened that night, Jesse?
When I landed in Chicago and Frank Gatson, who's like my uncle, and he's also my creative director, and he picked me up.
It's not even his fucking uncle.
I just love the idea, too, of like, if you're looking for a creative director, this is the man you want to talk to.
Look at his pins.
I went out to Walgreens thinking that they were 24 hours and to have a smoke. Walgreens was closed. So I called him up and I said, hey, I'm going to run to Subway, which was across the street, and I'm going to get a salad. Do you want anything? I went to the Subway and got
Pause.
The order.
Yeah, this is all bullshit.
If you order a salad at Subway, you deserve a hate crime. I have no sympathy for this man, even if it did happen.
You know what? I didn't even know. I'm not even joking. I didn't know that Subway had salads.
They might
I'm
not. They might
until,
not. I mean,
until
this is
he
a
said it, I was
bullshit.
Like, Subway has salads? Yeah. Didn't they, do you just put a salad on your sub?
So he went to Subway for a steak.
Well, first he went to Walgreens for snacks. Which is fucking...
I thought Walgreens 24 hours. I was going to go in there and turn up real quick, and then, fuck, it's closed, so I'm going to go across the street to Subway and get a salad! Nobody's ever ordered a salad at Subway.
Well, I went outside for a smoke, and then I was like, you know what would be great? Subway salad.
Nothing washes down a cool American spirit.
Go ahead.
And some fucking wilty lettuce.
That time, I texted my manager thinking that he was still in Australia because he was on an Australian tour with one of his other clients.
Far too much backstory.
I said, yo, call me when you can. He called me immediately. And while he was on the phone, I heard, as I was crossing the intersection, I heard Empire. I don't answer to Empire. My name ain't Empire. And I didn't answer. I kept walking, and then I heard...
You thought you were at a baseball game.
Empire. So I turned around, and I said...
Yes.
Did you just say that?
Oh, he is talking to me.
Present.
masked. And... He said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face. So I punched his ass back. And then we started tussling. You know, it was very icy. And we ended up tussling by the stairs. Fighting. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back. And then it just stopped. And they ran off.
Pause it.
And I saw...
He's acting.
Yeah.
That's straight up.
Anybody who's ever acted before, like anybody who's ever like taken an acting class or He is literally acting this out right now. Like, you see the moments where he takes the beat and the pause, and it was
looks
like,
away, bites his lip a little. He's doing just all stopped. Just yeah.
This is also if I was in a show and somebody yelled out, "Yo, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel," I would turn.
Yeah.
If I was on that show, I would easily be like, you know, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to pretend like you don't know what Empire is. Like, somebody said, I'm sure Arnold every once in a while, people are like, Predator.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, yeah.
I would also turn for that.
She was lying.
Yes. Most of us
How'd you know?
You start running.
Running man.
Fugitive.
Look, Arnold's acting on all of his movies right now.
Far too much unnecessary backstory in this, too. This
he's whole acting. Like. He's giving too much backstory.
That doesn't matter.
Every beat is played out. Like, he's not. There's no emotion here. Like, when you're trying to replay something from that, like, something that happened fast and, like, kind of crazy, there's moments that are fuzzy, and there's moments that, like, you're just going to stutter a little. You're going when you recap something that happened, you're going to, like, there's going to be, like, you're going to be trying to remember. There's none of that. Like, it's like he has these lines memorized. He's making eye contact.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking solid audition.
It really is. And he's and all of a sudden, there's this second person. He turns around, and he doesn't see two people.
Yeah.
He starts fighting with this dude. And then he's like, oh, and there's a second person all of a sudden kicking me in the back. It's icy.
Where's the salad as well? What happened to the salad? Well,
there's a line.
With all the detail.
There was a long line at 1:30 in the morning at this imaginary.
He's definitely setting a scene. The whole thing. I texted my manager, who was in Australia, I thought was in Australia, which is like, he just wants the receipt on so the manager can be like, yes, he did text me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly right.
What, keep on going.
Where they ran, and the phone was in my pocket, but it had fallen out, and it was sitting there, and my manager was still on the phone. So I picked up the phone, and I said, Brandon, and he's like, what's going on? And I said, I was just jumped. And I looked down, and I see that there's a rope around my neck, which I hadn't.
You hadn't noticed it before?
No,
you
didn't because see? It was so fast. You know what I'm saying? It was so fast.
How long did this all
It felt
take?
Like minutes, but it probably was like 30 seconds, honestly. I can't tell you, honestly. I noticed the rope around my neck, and I started screaming. And I said, there's a rope around my neck.
Did you get any kind of description of the attack?
I gave a body description, and I, you know, because I saw this, but...
Distended
right
belly, flies going around him.
He's like, I don't know. I would describe him as imaginary. Dude, you're in a fight.
Saw the picture of these guys, though, right?
Yeah.
Just they're jacked. Fucking jacked.
Jacked African fucking.
Yeah.
You're like, literally the fucking, like, first slaves you would pick. If I'm not saying you would pick slaves. We obviously wouldn't pick slaves. We wouldn't pick slaves. All right.
Lewis, they're
white.
Called first round draft picks.
I was going to go with a wrestling reference and everybody
Cops
went way darker.
Men in video. Wow.
Yeah. Look at that.
You're in a fight all of a sudden.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both huge dudes.
They look like the shadow of the guy Shannon wants to fuck.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're in a fight. All of a sudden, there's a rope around your neck. You don't realize there's a goddamn rope around your neck while
well, the
you're fighting?
Fake, Mike.
I understand that, but come on. You got so much fucking... You're putting so much detail in.
Mike's just realizing that the story's fake. No, he's like, wait a minute.
There's holes in this story.
Yeah. Put a rope around my neck right now. Let's see if I notice it.
Does a cookie come with the salad?
He's like, I'm on the phone, and then the phone's in his pocket. Like, I mean, the whole thing's a goddamn... I will say, watching this, I'm like, I'm never going to be a good actor, because this is
incredible.
This is very good.
He should win an award.
So what was the thing? I want to keep on watching this, but apparently they were going to lower his salary on the show. That's what was going on?
No, he just wasn't happy with the salary, period. He wanted more money.
So he wanted to raise his profile.
Yeah.
What a fuck. He destroyed everything and became a criminal.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. Did. Yeah. I mean, look, he's not that famous, but when you consider a fall from grace, I mean, with the exception of like Harvey Weinstein and like these guys who are like going from like, I mean, this is like crazy. This is dramatic. Yeah. Day one, he's like, he's a hot young actor, album coming out on a TV show.
Everybody loves him.
Everybody loves this kid, just crushing it. And then the next day, he's the laughingstock of everybody. Now you have people that either hate you or even people from your own community. Best case scenario, you're a laughingstock.
You're a complete loser at this point. Wow. There's no coming back from
Never,
this.
No, it's over.
No.
He'll
be boxing Screech in like 8 years when he gets out of fucking jail. That's all he's got left.
Go play the video. I want to see what else he says.
Anything except The second person I saw running away. And the first person, yeah, I saw his stature. I gave the description as best as I could. You have to understand also that it's Chicago in winter. People can wear ski masks and nobody's gonna question that.
The police have gone through a lot of video and they were able to capture an image of two people of interest. Have you seen that image and do you believe that they could possibly be the attackers?
I do.
What is it about their size or what? Why do you feel that they could possibly be?
Well, the check.
Because I was there. For me, when that was released, I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did.
Why did you hesitate to want to call the police?
You know, there's a level of pride there. We live in a society where...
This is great acting.
Look.
As a gay man, you were considered somehow to be weak. And I'm not weak. I am not weak.
Look at him getting.
And we are, as a people, are not weak.
It's great acting, man.
It's incredible acting.
He's like going back to his childhood when he told his dad that he was gay. The moment he had to actually draw that from somewhere.
Yeah. He's got a pin in his shoe right now and he's fucking making himself cry.
You know, look what has happened. So, I'm glad that Frank called the police. I'm glad that we reported it. During that time before they came, it took them about maybe half hour to come. And during that time, I was looking at myself, just like checking myself out. I saw the bruise on my neck, you know, like the little.
He did legitimately have these guys beat him up,
right?
But I smelled bleach.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's, dude, he fucking owned it. Crazy shit.
Yeah, and now he's arrested. His pull up his mugshot too. Good looking mugshot.
He had $100,000 bail. I believe he's out on now.
He's out on it, dude. Oh, that's it. What do you do now? Do you think he's going to go to jail? I don't think he's going to go to jail.
No, I think he'll probably end up having to do some type of like bullshit apology tour. You know what I mean? Like go
tell your story in every Uber that you drive now for the rest of your life. I mean, he is like pretty fucked. There's nothing really to be done now, you know?
Well, I mean, it's a felony.
Hate crime for
right?
hire business.
It's a felony, right? And then also, is his manager an accessory to it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Here's the thing.
There was no talk of
no, but there, you have to follow that. I mean, like, if you're going to set up that lie, you're probably going to call. If you're telling me,
I see what you're
like,
saying.
Yo, I'm going to call you and just go along with it. You know what I'm saying?
Look, maybe they got a defense. If I'm him, what am I doing? If he has any text messages or phone records between them saying it, he's done. But the $3,500, the guy was training. He could say, yeah, I gave him a year's worth of training up front.
Yeah.
You know, there's a way around it. There's plausible deniability. Maybe there's a way to sort of like.
How do you deny when they say, though, that he paid us to beat him up and we beat him up?
Look how black they are. You believe these
but
guys?
But then they go, you're black. You know what I mean? They would just go, but you're black.
But they're like four or five shades darker.
All right, you're right. Get up, get out of my office, kids.
This isn't a box of 8 crayons, okay? There's different browns here. This is a box of 164 crayons, and they are like 5 or 6 browns darker.
It's a great analogy for the world.
Yeah.
164 crayons.
we're acting like we got 8 crayons in this box. That ain't the case, all right?
There's Flint water brown.
Midnight plum.
He's pretty much, I mean, yeah, what the fuck do you do?
It's over.
It's done.
It's over. There's no coming back from that. There's nothing you can do.
You have no community to turn to.
He
right.
could work at Subway.
Like you
he
said.
He could go in there and be like, guys, I gave you a lot of press this week.
He's the new Jared.
Nobody even knew you guys had salad.
The Smollett salad?
Subway can't win, by the way. No. Jared.
No, yeah. They're not. It's amazing they're still open. I'm not even lying.
But
that's fucking great.
It really is all good press. When you or no, it's bad press, but look, it's keeping Subway in people's minds.
Exactly.
Even if it's controversy.
Yep.
I've never not gone to Subway since. I mean, I don't really go to Subway too often.
Right.
But I still bring my young boy into Subway all the time. He doesn't know the fucking backstory there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Everybody that sees me bring this young boy into Subway goes, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Somewhere Mr. Blimpy is like, we gotta commit a murder.
Yeah.
We gotta do something.
Yeah. Strangle a woman to the front window.
Everybody's nose is trying. Like, let's up the sexual harassment right now.
Harrington, what were you going to say, buddy?
Well, it looks like he. I just pulled up a New York Times article. He's back at work on Empire.
No,
come on,
fucking way. No way.
As an acting coach,
though, that said that they were taking him out of the final episodes of the season. So we're finding conflicting reports.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, I read that shit was getting cut with him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Maybe he's back at work on Empire because you got to show up for work the next day. But, I mean, how do you?
Oh, man, imagine
so great.
That.
Yeah, on that set, man.
Just go in like Costanza like nothing happened, like you never quit. What's up, guys? Yo, did you see that fucking
Where have you
shit?
Been? Where have you been, man? Oh, I was on vacation. Were you? Were you not fucking beat up in front of a Subway?
Oh, just a weird day in front of Crafty.
You know what he can do? You know what he can do? He could do stand-up comedy.
Oh, of course
it
he
is
can.
The last
totally.
Bastion of all
That's
life.
It.
Period.
You're right. Yeah.
You work at the circus. You can do this.
Yep. Him and Jeremy Piven can tour together.
He could actually do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, he'd have to take off a couple years, right?
Mm-hmm. But you gotta strike while the iron's hot, man. You go right now. Maybe. You go on the tour for
podcast.
Sure.
I'll get him to do a podcast right now.
Come on.
Oh, you should,
dude. Smollett,
absolutely.
The Smollett hour. Why not?
Small talk.
Small talk with Smollett.
Small talk.
SMOLL. Small talk. I like it.
Small talk.
Do it.
That's the only thing he's got.
I mean, yeah, now you have to own it.
How
crazy.
You
have to lean into it at this point.
Yeah.
Claim some type of like insanity or, you know, you had a lapse of mental something or other.
Mm.
He's fucked.
Yeah, it's over.
He's completely fucking done.
It's over. All right, gentlemen, really quickly, got to talk about Infinite CBD, which is an incredible company. Not only do we love them because they sponsor the show, they sponsored Skankfest last year, they sponsored my tour. Such an amazing company, but they actually offer amazing products. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp, in marijuana. It doesn't get you high. It's not illegal. It's legal in 50 states. It's not THC. You're not going to get stoned using CBD, but it's going to give you all of the amazing healing benefits of medical marijuana. Medical marijuana is something that we've been hearing about for a very, very long time. And CBD is a chemical that can be really, really beneficial for a number of things. Everything from insomnia to chronic pain, back pain. I use it for post-workout now. I use the topical lotion for my sore muscles, which is incredible to help with muscle recovery. I give it to my aunt. She has arthritis in her hands. People use it for cancer. People probably use it for HIV. We've had a big HIV theme on today's show. Look up CBD for HIV, Shannon. Can it help? Can it help right now? Look it up.
Yep.
Have you ordered a salad from Subway? Was it disappointing?
Did you put CBD on it?
Can CBD help with HIV?
Actually, yeah. If you wash the inside of your dick with CBD oil,
yeah,
calms the AIDS right down.
Let's see. While the side effects of HIV and AIDS can impinge on someone's life, that's a nice way to put it.
It can muddy your waters just a tad.
That's probably why you got it in the first place. Muddy waters.
Hey.
Research shows that cannabinoids help patients manage symptoms associated with HIV and AIDS treatments and may even help slow the progression of the fucking virus. What did I tell you, bitch? What did I tell you, bitch? So if you got AIDS, doggy, CBD all day. That's what I'm saying, okay?
People just dipping dick in wax right now.
Dipping dick in wax.
They're taking the fucking vape pen and putting it into their dick hole, trying to smoke it.
Stick it in their afflicted ass like a baby thermometer.
CBD also great if you just have anxiety and think you have AIDS.
Yes, exactly.
Look, smoke some good weed, think you got AIDS.
AIDS is infinite, and your CBD can be as well. InfiniteCBD.com is the website.
You just created a whole new subgenre for infinite CBD.
And they really have, they have a lube called CBD Big Bang Lube. I just started using this with my girlfriend, okay? Dude, I'm getting my CBD through my cock. How unbelievable is that, okay? Unbelievable. Right now, okay, here's the way, what you're going to do. You're going to go to InfiniteCBD.com. You're going to check out their wide variety of products. Such an amazing company. And we give you a pretty incredible discount as well. If you go to InfiniteCBD.com and use the promo code RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. Your entire order. Go buy a bunch of CBD right now. This, do some research. See if it can help you. Don't just believe me. Believe Google. Google is true, the truth with everything, okay? So go to Google right now and ask Google, hey, can CBD help me? Because it might be able to. And then go to InfiniteCBD.com and use that promo code RAP15. All right, where were we? I want to talk about this really quick.
I love it.
So this is fucking crazy. I guess there was a porn star who tested positive for HIV.
Dude, woman?
Guy.
Okay.
But apparently, right. I think an 18-year-old girl also tested positive for HIV that fucked him on the set of Tushy. That's the rumor.
Wow.
Which is like, I'm not into anal sex.
Is that a movie that we all should know? I mean, you said it as if, like, you guys remember last summer when Tushy came out?
Well, Tushy was, it's a pretty popular website now.
Oh, it's a website.
You're a nice guy. See this? Right there, everyone else knew what Tushy was.
Can I tell you?
Fenoya knew what Tushy was. Yeah. Zach
Big
did.
Fan.
Harrington on Tushy right now watching it.
Hilarious. I stopped watching porn a year ago. It did, so I was like,
I thought that was a bidet we used to do ads for.
It really is.
Came free with the squatty.
I thought it was a movie. I thought it was like a series of movies, like Tushy 1, Tushy 2. No.
Tushy goes to camp.
Tushy now.
This 18-year-old girl. This 18-year-old girl got AIDS on a Tushy. She got AIDS from a Tushy.
Oh, no.
It's a portable bidet for $120.
He ass fucked her on Tushy and she got AIDS.
Yeah.
So she had AIDS too, or they both? He gave her AIDS.
Pull up the story. This guy Nacho Vidal. Pull up who he is. First of all, let me see if I've seen him in porn before.
Yeah, let's see if he's hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shannon. Shannon's in.
I said that's AIDS. I want it. That is a pretty. This is jacked.
I gotta lose my fucking IPA gut.
I've been going to the gym like a loser. This guy has AIDS.
That's it.
I saw his AIDS picture before this, so it kind of ruined it for me.
Let me see his AIDS picture.
Yeah, is there a different?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's his AIDS picture.
Yeah, it's not.
So. No.
Jesus, looks like me.
Pull that. Where's that from? No, because he just. He looks like he's got AIDS. Look at that face.
He's had 7 different heads. Every picture is fucking whole cranium fucking changes.
It really does.
That's what AIDS does. You shapeshift.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So this guy
he got that bad Rocky V AIDS. Kind of really gets you.
Only in America.
AIDS are outside.
That's so fucking scary.
He gave people AIDS.
Apparently.
Yeah. And now, like, what? Is he facing some kind of criminal charge or something?
I don't know. Let's see. Nacho Vidal is HIV positive. They shut down, I guess the way it works in Europe is they shut down all porn shooting for a month. When did this article come out?
1 month. Just fucking murder all of them. Go find some other.
Last Thursday.
February 14th.
I love on the side they still promote porn.
Yeah.
So funny. Everybody has AIDS, but don't you want to see this woman fuck?
So now pull up Nacho Vidal. Pull up Nacho Vidal in Tushy. I want to see some of his work, and we could actually see. We're actually probably watching the transmission of AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, can we slow mo? Remember in Romeo Must Die where they go internally and you see the bones break? Is there a way we can do that with the AIDS?
It's like inner space.
The AIDS virus fucking walking in. Whoa.
I want to see Rick Moranis give this lady AIDS.
I shrunk the AIDS.
Or what was the movie Inner Space?
Inner Space.
Yeah.
He fucking shrinks down and flies up in.
Yeah, that's fucking
that's
great.
That's great. You just follow like a fucking AIDS load.
Yeah. Just fucking.
Wow.
Just watch dying white blood cells. You're like, what is this? Those are white blood cells.
This is a long-term snuff film, everybody. She will die. Just not today.
Wow. Let's see Nacho Vidal. That is scary.
I found it on a different website. Hold on one sec.
Dude, a lot of European. Oh, Jesus.
That's not how you have sex.
No, but that's how you get AIDS.
That's how you get AIDS. It's the one position for sure where you're getting AIDS.
Time out. What is even going on there?
There you go.
Can we go back to whatever position that is? Yeah, there we go. That's AIDS.
Oh, she's eating his butt?
Yeah, she's just chugging AIDS. My God.
It's like when you're a kid and you have the fantasy to go under the ice cream maker.
Soft serve. Like, nom, 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 nom.
That's what she was doing with AIDS.
Soft serving AIDS?
Yeah.
That's really awful.
I think it was a thumbnail. I can't get back to it.
It's in there, though. It's one of the greatest.
Is this on Tushy? No, you're just watching his butt being eaten.
Is this the AIDS chick?
No.
Probably.
Oh, she's not 18. This lady's not.
You have AIDS. Yeah. You have AIDS.
Guess you have AIDS. Why you keep AIDS in yourself? Why you keep AIDS in yourself?
Why do you keep AIDS in yourself?
Fucking awful.
Okay. AIDS. AIDS in your butt. Foot on your back.
AIDS.
I'm gonna AIDS all over your tits.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Wow.
Is that that's
Phoenix? Oh, that's really weird.
Fucking.
Oh, is that the girl? Who's that?
Just a picture.
Him and his fucking.
Who's that?
Harrington saying, "I think that's the 18-year-old."
Oh my God.
What's her name?
AIDS McGillicuddy.
I don't know.
Wow.
I thought that was like his daughter or something.
I know. Yeah. It kind of does look like a family Christmas. So. He could obviously, what is it, if you knowingly, remember that documentary, right?
That's
if you knowingly
thing,
know you had AIDS and you give it,
That's like, what is that?
It's some kind of charge,
right?
Murder?
Yeah. Like
attempted murder?
Manslaughter?
Isn't it something like, I don't know. It's classified up like that, though, for sure. Yeah. If you knowingly,
you
like,
spread AIDS around, for fuck's sake. I don't know if it was like
butt slaughter.
Is this like an old wives' tale from every town? I remember we had like a nightclub in New Haven, and apparently this guy was walking around with a needle, and he would prick people and go, yep, "Welcome to the world of AIDS."
Well, the old one, the old one was the girl that would fuck a guy, and then on the mirror he would wake up. Welcome to the world of AIDS. Just Google "Welcome to the world of AIDS" and see
the needle thing. That's what I heard.
Yeah, people like you're walking through a bar and somebody goes, "Boink, you got AIDS."
And then "Welcome to the world." Ba-da-ba, you got AIDS.
Expect a newsletter in 2 weeks.
It's your mailing address.
Welcome to the world of AIDS. I see trees in blue.
The morning after one night fling, a man walks into his bathroom and finds the words "Welcome to the world of AIDS" scrawled on the mirror.
Oh,
stick.
But that's not a thing that could have happened.
Is this Snopes? Are you snoping it?
I always wondered if that shit was real.
Is it real?
That can't be real, man.
Urban legend?
Probably not real.
Came into prominence in late 86.
AIDS was so scary for a while, and now I just...
Okay, the next time...
Have it.
AIDS was...
And you just get used to it after a while, you know?
If we're ever on the road again with a single friend and he fucks a chick,
hilarious.
We need to break in his room.
Oh my God.
And write that on the mirror and let's think when she leaves.
I mean, we've all had that moment where it's like, you know, I probably have AIDS, right? Have you had that?
Yeah.
I went and got checked and they were like, not at all. What are you talking
about? 6 weeks you have to wait. Because I guess you like have to wait 6 or 8 weeks to get tested.
Yeah.
To find out if it's... Yeah. Fucked a chick at a bar one night, went back to that bar the next night, and she was just at, like, just fucking sucking face with these two dudes.
A guy's ass right at the bar.
Looks at me over one of them and just winks.
No.
And I was like, I 1,000,000% have AIDS.
AIDS.
She went, AIDS, both eyes. And I was like, I'm done. HIV. I'm done. I see trees of green. And it was over. And I'm like, what do I do? And I went to my doctor. I'm like, and I
need AZT.
I got AIDS.
And I went to my doctor, like a real commercial.
I went
for
to
AIDS.
Subway.
So I go to my doctor.
First I went to Walgreens and it was closed. And I'm like, I want a salad with
you
this.
You sat down with your doctor, you started coming up with a long term plan, like a long term medical plan.
Yeah. I said, as a non gay man, in this world, he goes, You gotta wait.
So I call my doctor. It's 12:30. He's in Australia. I hear two guys yell, AIDS. I don't answer to AIDS. Then the guy kicks me. And it's like, this is AIDS country. I go, what the fuck's going on here?
But I'm like, AIDS, I don't have AIDS. Why are they calling out AIDS to me? All right, weird. Okay, weirdos.
You put a bucket of bleach. I'm like, I can wash the AIDS off my dick with this. That's very nice of you.
You know, crazy story out. In South Africa. Old South African president. He had sex with a hooker who had AIDS. And he was like, I don't have AIDS, though, because as soon as we were done, I took a shower. Yeah. It's a real thing.
I have, anytime I've had unprotected sex with a questionable girl, I do go in the shower and wash my dick hole. That's
in
the thing
it,
that
like,
I,
in
like,
it?
I,
like,
I actually, Q-tip? I actually, no, not Q-tip, but I take it, I'll put some soap.
Like
I open
a water balloon?
Yeah,
it's
really,
feel awful.
I open it up. Yeah. I in my mind, there's no way it's worse.
Right, no,
there's
you're
no
right.
way it's worse to do that than not.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, but I don't think it helps at all. But I hear that like
find out right now. Yeah. Give me doctors in the booth.
Urethra cleaning.
Can you clean your urethra after having sex, and does it help? Because I know when women pee after sex.
Yep.
That flushes out any like bacteria, anything that's there. So they are way less likely to catch an STD if they piss right after sex, and it's specifically because they're washing themselves with. So I wonder if a guy pisses as well. Because I can't. Here's my problem though.
You should lay down on your back and pee up.
What?
And just let it wash all over.
Yeah.
Can you get me a towel? Hang on a second.
I've totally done that. I've like poured peroxide like on my dickhead.
That sounds
whole.
Brutal.
Yeah, it burns like a motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Warm water and plain. Let's see. Does warm water and plain mild soap will generally do the trick? Avoid harsh cleansers or scented soaps, which can cause inflammation to the urethra. Urinate immediately after sex. Doing so helps flush bacteria and other microbes out of the urinary tract. This is to prevent a urinary tract infection.
Yeah, but that's not AIDS. Like,
I'm talking about AIDS, nigga.
You wash.
I don't think you wash AIDS out of your dick. You catch it before it goes all the way and pull it out like a little creature.
I don't know how it works though. Like, I truly don't understand like
how AIDS works.
Well, is it like a physical little fucking?
Like the Mucinex, guy?
Is it
running?
Is it, or is it like
TJ Miller gives you?
But you get what I'm saying?
I thought this bottle was full of beer.
I do. I have no idea.
I have no idea how it's working. It's like, how does a cold work? Is it physically? Is the actual physical germ getting into you and becoming a cold? Or is it materializing the body?
I don't think it gets in through your dick hole. I think it gets in, like, if you have a cut or anything.
No, it gets into your dick hole.
I mean, your dick hole. Like,
I think that's a one-way street.
No,
I don't think so. I mean, it's how does anybody get AIDS?
That's not true, because those little fish in like South America that'll swim up your pee stream and fucking suck your dick. I don't know what they do
from the inside.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome, actually.
You just get ghost head from
the
a
blowjob fish.
Weird fucking fish are awesome.
I mean,
washing the genitals, urinating, or douching after sex will not prevent any STD.
Yeah, there's no chance. I mean, it's already in there.
Once you get it, you get it.
Yeah,
unless you're Magic Johnson.
It's for life, doggy.
So why can't you just put, like, chewed gum over your dick hole when you fuck a chick?
And then what?
Just stop
gapping?
It
doesn't go in your dick hole, then.
So you pull out, rip gum off yourself, and
just come out of your ears?
Okay, it does sound fun. Yeah.
Also, I never realized how much a pussy looks like chewed gum.
Oh, yeah.
Pussies look just like chewed gum.
Trident.
Like a big wad of big league chew?
Yes, like a big red bubblicious cunt.
Under the desk type shit?
Shannon, let me see your cunt. Time out. For fucking the science of the show, Shannon, grow up. Fucking child.
It's the worst fucking coffee fear. As well. Worst fucking fear in the world, though.
AIDS?
Not yeah, fucking
Shannon's pussy.
Yeah,
it's like a dragon.
Old gum legs over there. It's just so goddamn scary.
Yeah, dude. So this guy, he's out there. What's the girl's name in that picture, Harrington? Do we know? Because I will jerk off to his AIDS giving scenes later on. That's how depraved and fucked up I am.
It's what we need now.
Yeah,
I need that.
This is why I got off the porn train, man.
A whole year?
I don't want to be beaten off to AIDS. The video.
Did you do it because it's like real sex wasn't good enough anymore? You were like, if I can't spit on my chick?
Yeah, if I can't throw this woman through a patio door. Like that type of thing. And then also, one time I woke up in a hotel room and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You know?
AIDS.
I have AIDS.
My brain's got AIDS.
I'm dying of HIV.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched a lot of porn.
So you're just jerked off. I think every time I come after watching porn, my hands covered in lotion. I got a towel across my chest. There's jizz.
It's a lot of work.
Sometimes on my lip. Sometimes I hit my own lip with my own jizz.
Wow.
And
you are in shape.
There's never good in that moment.
Exactly.
But the payoff of beating off and how good it feels is better than that moment of shame, because typically I'm alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have a mirror. If I had a mirror there, it'd be really bad.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just didn't want to do it that any, you know what I mean? I did it for years. I don't care.
You
just
don't masturbate. You just don't watch porn.
I haven't even jerked off. I try not to jerk off that much either.
But
you're a proud boy.
But you're not.
Don't put me here.
You have regular,
I have a lady, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like you're not.
But everybody says that. But, you know, when you're on the road, you still want to fucking, you know, jerk off and shit. It's not
cheat,
easy.
Cheat. I get it. Hell yeah, dog. You fuck yeah.
Cheat, man. AIDS.
AIDS cheat.
I'm out there.
Subway. So you, on the road, you just won't, you'll go 4 or 5 days, no, nothing.
Yeah.
And then you fucking, it's just a build up. But as soon as you walk in your door, your girl fucking services you, right?
Well.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I love
it. Put her through the fridge.
We got that story straightened out right there.
There we go. Every time.
A lot.
She loves. Wait, what the fuck was that, Shannon?
I go for the pro shit, too. I don't care. I know some, like, you know, Okerson's like, oh, I like the amateur shit. He doesn't like...
Never liked amateur porn.
No, he likes amateur shit. That's actually...
I know,
he really actually does. It's disgusting.
You go pro, though, when you watch?
Yeah, I go pros.
I
almost exclusively go pros.
Me too.
I find girls that I like. I like a girl that's newer to the industry.
Uh-huh.
That...
Support local artists.
Doesn't have AIDS.
As long as it doesn't show yet. I don't care.
I'm with you. I never went with the amateur stuff. It's just somebody in a fucking Motel 6.
Yeah.
Cameras in the... It's garbage.
I want to watch the Super Bowl. I don't want to watch fucking Little League clips.
I also sort of like a beginning, middle, and end. I like it to be...
I have a whole hard drive full of Little League clips.
Yeah, I like to be, you know, a little bit of an interview in the beginning, get to hear her voice a little bit, then she blows the guy, goes down, and then I get to sort of decide and dictate where I want to fucking bust my nut to.
Yep, I'm with you 100%.
You know, but when you have amateur shit, there's no, who the fuck knows? It's not good cinematography.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really terrible.
Once in a while, you'll find something that's great. you know.
But she should be pro. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like watching a good minor league pitcher. Like, yeah. Get her up in the big leagues, man. I like the good shit. I like those videos where it shows like a chick, a porn star, without her makeup and fake eyelashes and shit, and then it shows her with like all like,
or do you ever
like
see those,
camera
like,
ready.
Doggy, you ever see those like, there's like a whole compilation of like porn girls without their makeup and then with their makeup?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean,
different.
It's,
they're different people.
It looks like the four of us, and then they put us in makeup and they're hot porn chicks. It's fucking, it's the difference between like me and then the after shot of Shannon. That's the, it's
nuts,
so
dude.
I wonder if you could get one of those makeup people to, like, how many hours would it take to get you to look like
porn
a woman?
Ready?
I look great.
That people on camera go, I don't even know the difference.
Look at this. This is disgusting. But she's so hot. Like, look,
I mean, look at that.
The girl on the left is beautiful. Makeup companies should be burnt to the fucking ground.
I know, really.
Wow. Pause it for a second. That is, like, wild, the difference there.
Yep.
Makeup companies, this is the deal, right? This is how I look. This is just me.
Right.
Take it or leave it. Understand that, okay? The advantages that women have. Shannon, I have no idea what the fuck she looks like. When you see these things, I have no idea what Shannon's face actually looks like because she cakes on the makeup. She's wearing, I mean, you could actually, you smell it in the room when you walk in the room. It smells like
Filene. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Have you ever like a grandma open up her purse and there's like lipstick stuck to everything? Yeah. That smell, that Shannon smells like pennies and lipstick.
Pennies.
That's what Shannon smells.
That woman
the
on
third
the
floor
right
of a Sears?
Completely insane. That doesn't even look like.
Oh, that's
that
nothing.
Is
wait,
wild.
Dude.
Yeah.
There are a lot of
keep
fucking
on going.
It's kind of crazy.
That's fine.
That's normal.
There we go. They look like the same face to me. See, that's not that dramatic. The girl on the left looks like a normal chick that you just fucked.
Right, yeah.
There's certain times where it looks gross. That's just...
That's pretty different, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's still pretty hot.
That one's, she's
yeah, these
hot.
Aren't actually that dramatic, Shannon.
There's a couple that are...
Yeah.
Oh, that's Stephanie White.
I know that.
Yeah. Ew.
That, look at that.
But she's still kind of gross.
That's a different
thing. You could always just tell when
she's like fucking Wayne Gretzky.
Oof.
That lady's got like
she looks like Zach's toe.
She's got head AIDS.
All right. We got it.
We're gonna have to cut your head off. You have AIDS.
Dude, I can't believe you quit porn.
So what was the whole whatever. So what was the whole thing of this? Is this guy getting charged with anything? Is this guy
I don't
like
know. I mean, I guess he's just expected to get release a public statement. Somebody asked him in the media and he was like, "You're crazy." And then he just kept on walking. "You're crazy."
I mean, what are you going to do though? It's kind of like, you know, that's an injury. It's like a sports injury, you know? Like a basketball player plays with a fucking broken toe.
Yeah, a busted Nike.
This guy has AIDS, but his job is to fuck. Look what you do.
But
take
imagine
day off.
Every time you pass the ball, that guy's toe broke.
Ow.
This guy's got to come off the court. I'm going to be honest with you.
He passes the ball back with scabs all over it.
Ball's covered in spikes.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's kind of one of those, you know, like occupational hazard too. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah. I thought you only got it when you threw the ball up somebody's ass, but it turns out anybody can get it.
It's sort of like, look, I don't feel as bad for the girl who gets AIDS from doing a anal, unprotected porn shoot with a guy who fucks lots and lots of people without condoms.
Back up. A man named Nacho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
18, though, is pretty fucked. Because, like 18, somebody's just going to tell you, like, yeah, you're going to be the best. You're going to be the biggest porn star in the world. Like, I just get fucked in the ass by a guy named Nacho. Like, 18, you're
that's
pretty
how we all start.
Yeah, that sounds insane.
The more you say it, the more you're like, well, what'd you expect?
That's how
it's totally
that's how I got signed to my agency. Listen, you're going to get fucked in the ass by a guy named Nacho, but afterwards, the world will be yours.
The world's going to be cream cheese after that.
But I mean, at 18, you're fucking, you know what I mean, pretty susceptible to things. I'm not saying it's right or good, but like, that's pretty fucked. 18's like young as hell.
I know. I would call for the legal age of porn to be 21 if 18-year-olds weren't hotter.
Makes sense.
If they weren't as hot as they were, is what you're saying.
Yeah. They're hotter than 21-year-olds.
A 21-year-old with AIDS is way less sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she might be like a year away from her degree.
You know what I mean? Fuck it. It's over when you turn 20. Shit, fucking, it's downhill.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just don't feel, I'm not like, we talked a couple weeks ago about how I don't feel bad for the prisoners that were being frozen at that detention center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that like it wasn't wrong. It was definitely wrong.
What is this story?
Yeah, I don't
this
hear
was
that.
A story. It happened
detention
in
center in Brooklyn. The power went out.
Uh-huh.
And they had no heat.
during that polar vortex. It was crazy. Shit. Now, yes, it's very wrong. I will admit that. But I can't. I only have so much compassion in my life. It's just not going there. So it's also probably not going to the porn stars that catch AIDS. It's just I don't have enough compassion in my life. I don't feel bad for people that I know that have real problems. So some fucking porn.
This sounds like no compassion. This sounds like you're like, I don't have enough compassion. People in your life are like, I have a problem. You go, get the fuck out of my face right now. I don't give a goddamn about your
shit. Saving my compassion.
I mean, so prisoners just froze it. What do you have compassion?
I have all
compassion?
My compassion buried in my backyard in a hole. I look at it every day, though.
What do you have compassion for? Can you think of anything that you do?
I have compassion for children.
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah, all of them?
Just, they get sick, you know, things like that makes me feel, you know, that truly does.
Sick kids will
do it to me. You know, then people like in my life that are like going through stuff, like sometimes, depending on what it is, I might feel
if
something
their kid
for
is
them.
Sick.
Yes, especially.
Yeah. What about like a pit bull chained to a tree in the middle of a blizzard shaking? You give a shit?
I give a shit enough that I would probably, if it was just tied there, I would probably get help for it, yeah.
Okay.
What if Nacho was pounding the pit bull in the ass?
AIDS fucking dog shit factory.
Yeah. You get what I mean? And they're both freezing to death. There got to be some kind of...
And then they're
Nacho,
stuck together.
Nacho, keep them warm.
How old is that dog, Nacho? 18.
In dog years.
Fucking dying dog. Nacho, how'd you get that name? What an interesting name for a porn star. Nacho. You think like Big Dick or Super Ass Eating Man? But
what's his name again?
Nacho.
Vidal.
Nacho Vidal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. That's a story you scroll past quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck. Even this Smollett thing, it's like, it's in between, you know, there's 9 bugs that live in your eyebrows and fucking 12 places you need to visit. And it's all news is just so watered down with fucking garbage. I don't pay attention to really any of it anymore.
Yeah,
I can't say that I'm like, you know, sitting around, oh, wow, this really fucking sucks. They're both just crazy stories.
Anytime anybody brings anything up, I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
Prisoners freezing to death, though, is pretty fucked. Mm. Like, it's pretty fucked.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that
it's gradually getting colder and colder.
It's crazy.
All my compassion, it's imagine I have a cup.
Yeah.
And
here's that cup.
There's only so much I could fucking put
it
in
runneth
cup.
Over for
and
kids.
And it's sick kids, kids, kids.
Yeah.
That's
and,
cool.
And my dogs. Friends with my friends who have sick kids.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Oh, you're a good man.
Gentlemen, got to tell you about our brand new sponsor, which is PureVPN. If you guys are on the internet browsing, downloading, doing anything, you should not be doing it without a VPN. If you don't know what it is, you know, people love to monetize your data. Companies are constantly searching for your data. They are hacking your personal information. They're having your online habits tracked. Okay, Zach, you don't want people looking to see what you're looking at on the internet. That's fucking crazy, okay?
Yeah, I just bought my chick the engagement ring a few months ago. All I get is fucking ads for engagement rings and wedding stuff.
I know.
Nuts.
It's crazy. And what they do is that data right there is super valuable. And to be honest with you, it makes me a little bit paranoid. I don't like the fact that people are constantly watching what you're looking at, trying to develop some sort of online profile based off of who you are. That's fucking crazy. And VPNs are an incredible online security, okay? The same way you would use a firewall to protect your network, this protects all of your information online. PC Magazine says that a VPN is a uniquely powerful tool that you should definitely have in your personal security toolkit. I personally use it. It's really cheap. It's for $4 a month. You guys can get the security if you go to purevpn.com/RAP. That is purevpn.com/RAP. $4 a month to protect your entire online identity. You don't have to worry about people being fucking crazy. purevpn.com/rap. All right, let's get back into it. Shannon, can you check to see if we have any good scams? Because I don't think we've done any scams this week. Scamthatjew@gmail.com is the email address if you want to send in your easy-to-pull-off scams, things that would not necessarily send anybody to jail for. Yeah, let's see if we got anything. I'm sure we do. I'll take a moment really quick to plug the network. Guys, look, you love the show. You love the show. You can get the latest 15 episodes on iTunes and YouTube and wherever else you get podcasts. But you should know that we have over 350 episodes available on demand whenever you want them. Real Ass Podcast, the entire on-demand library, plus Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me Podcast, and 20 other incredible shows. Tommy Dreamer Show just started with the network. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Part of the Problem, SDR Show, HSR, High Society Radio. So many incredible shows here on the network. Make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use the promo code RAP. It gets you a 14-day free trial. You save $1.50 per month. It's $7 a month for over 5,000 hours of incredible, hilarious, unbelievable content in HD, uncensored, ad-free. And also, this show comes out 5 days before it goes to iTunes. So you get a pre-release on it as well. Live chat. We ain't fucking around with the live chat, right? Maybe we'll ask some questions from the live chat. Get your questions ready in the live chat. Send them over to Shannon. Because we're going to end today's show with questions at one point.
So there's a few. They're not pre-read, but we can give it a shot.
All right, we'll give it a shot. Let's go. Scam that Jew. Let's do it.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that Jew.
Okay, right. So what we got here, Shannon? First one is titled Free Dog Food.
I like it.
And this is from Gabba, G-A-B-B-E-H. Hey, Lewis and the Gas Digital crew, got an easy one for you. If you have a dog and want free food, there are websites out there offering a 2-week free trial of their bespoke dog food, such as Tails.com. You only have to pay the shipping. That's not the scam. The scam is when you're putting in the details for your dog, change the dog breed to Great Dane and put it at 80 kilogram weight. I checked the difference in recipe between my 12 kilogram Whippet and 80 kilogram Great Dane, and they are almost identical, but you get 5 times as much food. 3 Ooh. Kilograms for my 12 kilogram Whippet and 15 for my 80 kilogram Great Dane. Much love from the UK.
Okay. Try a 2-pound box of Honest Kitchen. I mean, that's not a scam.
No.
I know. I think putting the bigger dog is a great idea, though.
It's a great idea. It's not a winning scam. It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
Put a bigger dog.
But you have to pay more shipping for more food, right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. It's just not a great scam.
No, it's really not.
Didn't do anything for me. I don't even have a dog anymore. My son's mother has that dog.
Yeah. I got a dog and I didn't really care either.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Next one's from Josh. Hey guys, so I'll keep this quick and simple. I just discovered my mother is a super genius. She's in her mid-50s and lives alone and far away where I can't help her much. She's needing to move but can't afford to pay anyone to help her. Solution. She asked the Mormon kids to do it. Since they have to do community service as part of their religious pilgrimage or whatever, they can't say no. She's gotten several of them with big trucks hauling it all. Thanks, Josh.
Ooh.
That's not really a scam.
No, you're just grifting Mormons.
Yeah, you're just fucking...
Yeah, but that's okay. That's solid. Dude, moving is $400-$500 easy. Yeah. Minimum.
But you're not... Is that a scam? Taking advantage of fucking Mormon? It's not a scam.
You're scamming God. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. I like any type
it's
of scam.
It's a grift. You're right. But that's always, this is sort of what Scam That Jew is.
Right. Yeah, I love it.
This is beyond scam, is what I'm saying. This is just lying. It's lying. It's just straight up lying to Mormons.
But here's the thing. You get what you want. Nobody really gets
you
hurt.
You save the money.
You save the money.
Well, then Nacho's a great fucking scam artist. Do you have AIDS? No. Great. Fuck all these people.
No,
this
I just
is
said
a straight
nobody
lie.
Gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt. Who gets hurt with the Mormons?
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Is it
you're comparing a Mormon moving a couch to fucking
Nacho's AIDS.
They're lying. They're both just straight lying. That's all that it is.
Yeah, but sometimes some of the winning scams we've had here is a free LifeProof case. You can go to the LifeProof website and they just ask you for a store that sells, like, literally, there's a scroll down, you put in the store, and then you pay the $5 shipping, you get a $120 LifeProof case for free. You can just do it over and over. People buy them now, or people get them, and they sell them on eBay. Like, it's a whole thing. That's
from a company.
The community. But it's just a lie. I mean, essentially, you're lying and saying
to a company is a different thing. You're just driving down the street, like, what's up, Mormons? Move my shit? Like, it's just like, I don't see it as a scam. I see it as like...
How would you contact Mormons?
You gotta go to them, I guess. Drive right up to them.
They all hang out.
Set a hay bale on fire,
and
they fucking come running. No idea.
Yeah, it's not. It may not. It's probably not the winning scam, but I don't hate this.
No, I don't.
You're
very
upset.
In fact, I just don't think it's a scam. It's just a straight fucking lie.
You have a scam, Fanoy? You said you have a couple.
Yeah, I have a couple.
Let me hear what you.
So when I,
by the way, you could win a free Scam That Jew T-shirt. Pull up this T-shirt, Fanoy. Fanoy could give the winning scam today. Look, scam that.
Oh.
Scam That Jew. Now the only way you get that shirt is by giving a winning scam. So there's only like 5 or 6 of these shirts. I saw somebody in Toronto had a Scam That Jew shirt as well, which that dude was fucking awesome.
A lot of concerts that I like to go to, the tickets, you got to get through Ticketmaster, and they go on sale at noon, and they sell out in 2 seconds, okay? So what I do is, if tickets are going on sale at noon, I call Ticketmaster at like 11:45, and I get some lady on the phone, and I make up this big story about how I'm the owner of a company, and my sales crew's been doing really well, and I want to like reward them with tickets to shows. So I know that at noon, Fish at Madison Square Garden's going on sale. So I go, put me into like a 4-game Mets package. Like, tell me about the tickets that you have for the New York Mets. And I let her roll through all this shit. Meanwhile, the time is just ticking. Yeah. I'm already in the queue. People are calling and getting busy signals and stuff. So I've kind of like cut the line as far as getting tickets.
Yeah.
And I go, what about Radio City? What about Broadway? And I just keep her like running this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And at like 11:59 and 30 seconds, I'm like, is there a band, Fish? I think it's spelled PH. I think they're playing Madison Square Garden. And she's like, oh, yeah, actually, they just went on sale. We have four tickets in the third row. And I'm like, I want four of those. And then I just get through and I get all my tickets. And it's worked at, like, flawlessly.
That's so solid, but that's not a scam. That's just being, that's playing the system and being smart.
Okay.
It's not a scam. If you got those tickets for free somehow and you hurt somebody in the process, then that would be a proper scam, that's you. But that's good. That's great advice for people that want to get tickets.
It's like a life
something.
Hack.
Yeah, there we yes. go. Yeah.
But right. But if you had hired Mormons to sit on the fucking phone, I'd be like, right. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, then Smollett deserves the shirt.
If he had gotten away with it. If true. He had gotten away with it.
Life Hack is also the name of Fenoya's next album.
Yeah. Way to go. That was good. Can I use that?
Yeah, next scam, anything else?
Yeah. Okay, so this is from Taylor from Denver. Just thought you'd like to know about the latest scam I've discovered. If you ever use any of the affiliated fast food chain apps on your phone, you're given temporary discounts and promos via...
Zach?
via
just take my phone out.
I mean, Jesse Smollett.
Via a scannable QR code on your phone. These promos are typically buy one, get one free, free fries or drink, you get it. If you simply take a screenshot of the QR code, you can rescan it on multiple visits to the same or different locations as often and many times as you want. I've done this at McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A so far without fail. I'm sure it works at other places as well. And then he sent actually two of the codes. He said, why don't you have some freebies for the interns as well? Screenshots attached.
And what are the QR codes that he sent?
McDonald's, $1 off Egg McMuffin, and buy one Big Mac, get one for 25 cents.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, if you have the app. Now, are these one-time use QR codes? Is that the idea?
I think they show up just as soon as you sign up with the
but
app.
But if you screen grab. Yeah, I've fucked with these screen grab type things before.
You did that with Starbucks, didn't you?
I did it with Dunkin' Donuts. That stopped working. I had on my phone a free cup of coffee coupon.
Yeah.
It was just a coupon that I had a picture of, and it was a free cup of coffee, and it worked for like a year, and I was getting free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. Did not work anymore. That one stopped working. The one that I do at Starbucks, which is a great one, I take a screen grab of my order already being ready if you do the app. So I do a screen grab of my order being ready. Now, let's say that's at 67th and 3rd. Then what I do is, at that point, it's like an $8 latte that I get. Just go into any Starbucks, okay? And wait over where the mobile pickup is for like a minute. Yeah. And then go, hey, I ordered mobile. I don't see it here. And like, what's your name? Like, Lewis. Like, what'd you order? I was like, yeah, Breve Latte. And then they're like, yeah, we don't have it. And I'm like, yeah, I swear. And then you show them the screen grab. And then they just see the screen grab and they see the wrong location.
Yep.
And then they go, oh, do you actually have it for the wrong location? Because that happens in the app sometimes. They go, don't worry. We'll just make you one. It's not a big deal.
You deserve the t-shirt.
They've
that's
never
fantastic.
Not
yeah.
given me the thing. And I mean, I've done this
yep.
100 times.
That's perfect great. Grift, man. That's perfect. Nobody gets hurt.
That's a great scam.
It's a yep. solid fucking scam.
So I love
these
it.
Are this is the world that we live in. This is the yeah. this is sort of well, we've gotten some good ones. Shannon, do you have another one over there? You seem excited. I see you're getting excited.
Oh, I really no, I was just like it's a little long, so I was reading through it. It's a DMV scam. Do you want to do one more?
All right, let's get another one. Go.
Okay, so, hey guys, if this doesn't win, at least use it anyway. Vehicle registration scam. When you need to register your vehicle again, let it go out of date to when you first have to pay the late fee. Go on the online DMV website and pay only the late fee. Wait until you get a receipt in the mail. They will send you an expired tag for your car. Go into the DMV and present it to the worker. Here's the skill. You have to tell the worker you went online and paid the registration and that you got an expired tag. There's a date on the letter to help you convince them of their mistake. In the receipt, it says registration fee paid and no due balance. For the $10, $20 late fee, you get your car registered for another year. I've done this for three cars and a motorcycle in New Mexico 6 or 7 times. I happened upon this more than 10 years ago.
How much is it to register a car?
I don't know.
Gotta be over 100 to right?
To renew your registration, I think it's like
$181.
Yeah, $180.
This guy's doing it for 20. I mean, that's a pretty sick scam.
That's dope.
That's a good scam right there.
Then when you leave the DMV office, you punch a Mormon right in the face.
Yeah. And you head to Subway and get a nice salad to celebrate. That is a good fucking.
That's a good scam. That's a great scam. I'm trying to really understand it.
It just seems like you have to do everything at exact the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, you save $160.
But you also have a couple weeks of having your car unregistered because you're waiting for a receipt in the mail.
That's dicey.
It's not great. But look, I've had cars, you know, the registration sticker expires. You'll get it. Worst case scenario, you get an extra ticket.
Right.
But more than likely, you're not going to get pulled over and have to deal with anything.
Yeah. Yep.
He also has like a car and a motorcycle. So for him, he just, when he's not using one, he can use the other.
Yeah, that's true.
It's better if you have double vehicles or somebody, you know.
It's not a bad scam. I like it. It's a lot of work. Yeah. But to save that money, I mean, when you all things considered, the reality is if you were to live your life, I almost want to write a book with all these scams, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it's almost like our own version of like life hacks, right? Yeah. Where you could sort of, we should have like an ongoing tally of how much money you can save per year. Because I feel like if in conjunction with all of these other scams that we have, you know, your fucking free lattes, your free laundry, that was a great scam. Free parking, it's a great one when you go into a parking garage where you have to like get the thing from a machine to see what time you're coming in and going out. When you're going back in to pick up your car, get the receipt. So it looks like you just came in and used that receipt to come out.
Oh, that's nice.
It's fucking nice. Dougie, there's some great scams. People have sent
that's
us.
That's huge,
Dougie, people have sent us some great
I love that.
Scams.
Dude, you got to make a book of this.
I know, it's incredible.
I'll fucking buy that in a heartbeat. I love a good grip.
Steal it, buddy. You can't buy the scam book. Yeah. You have to find a way to steal the scam book.
That's true. Is there anything else, Shannon?
That's really it.
That's really it.
I fucking love that.
Should we give this guy the shirt, the guy with the registration scam?
I mean, what did he say? He did it 7 times?
A few times. He found out about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's creative and specific.
It's creative, specific, saves you $180 a year. I like it. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We got a winner. Scam that chair.
Yeah.
Scam that chair.
Sir, you just won yourself a free fucking Scam That Jew t-shirt. What was his name again, Shannon?
That was Wes.
Wes. Sending your scamthatjew@gmail.com. Scamthatjew@gmail.com.
I'm totally going to try that Starbucks one.
Starbucks one is fire, doggy. I'm telling
you. Dude, that's like $56 a week. If you're only getting one a day, that's wild.
And there's so many different Starbucks. When you really consider like the chance of you even like running into the same barista, it's just not going to happen. You just got to switch it up a little bit. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you, when you prey upon someone's insecurity that's working at a place and they're nervous about the line, they're looking at someone at the register that's like fucking huffing and they're like, we just got to get this dude out of here and get on so I don't get fired. That's the way you scam.
I worked at Starbucks and people come in with whatever and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
here it
whatever.
Is. I don't give up.
You could also just walk in and pick up any
as long as you don't
order.
Care what you're drinking. Yeah, you're really good.
Yeah.
I know.
You can literally.
It's roulette that day. Whoa, yeah.
You could just steal from other people pretty easily.
That's it. Totally
Starbucks make it again.
There's been great ones. Greg Stone really inspired all of this because he gave me some great ones. He gave me the one really holiday season, anytime, really. Just call Macy's and say you lost a pair of Beats headphones and they're lost and found. Like, what color? Black. No. Yeah, we got them. Cool. What are they going to do?
Because they're just in there.
They're there.
I mean, somebody lost them.
Somebody lost Beats headphones.
Wow. I like that.
I mean, there's just different things you can do.
Yeah, totally. Right. Yeah. That's fucking great.
I lost my Mormon kid who was helping me move. Is he in there? Yeah, we got him. He's in the box.
All right, let's see. We got to talk about this. This is kind of fucked up, man. This happened where I grew up, very close to where I grew up, actually specifically where I grew up, just minutes from my house, minutes from my high school as well, in Rockland County. There was a disagreement in a 7-Eleven parking lot. A guy and another guy started arguing. I guess it was a guy with his big family out there. And another guy was smoking a cigarette. And the guy smoking a cigarette allegedly blew smoke near the family or whatever it was. So the father was like, hey, dude, don't blow smoke near my kids. They started arguing back and forth. The guy who was smoking the cigarette got into his car, drove his car into the entire family.
Ah.
Backed up and drove into them again.
Wow.
Killed
Still
the mom.
Worried about that
Killed
smoke?
The mom.
Killed the mom.
That's really awful.
Pregnant mom.
Oh.
It was an 11-month-old baby, like a 2-year-old baby, 3-year-old baby. Like, it's fucking crazy.
It's the carriage. The
Wow,
Jesus.
Man. That's truly fucking awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing you let this guy freeze in a...
Do you think they bought those flowers at the 7-Eleven?
There's totally 7-Eleven flowers.
7-Eleven's like, win, win!
They took the windshield washer fluid out and put those in.
That's fucking terrible. Awful, man.
Yeah.
Wow!
Pull up more information about this guy. This guy, like, he's 35. I'm 36 years old. Let's see. Police said that when officers first responded to the scene, Mendez brandished a knife at them.
Jesus.
As he exited his vehicle, the officers asked him to put the knife down. He refused to do so, and the officer tased him and took down Tim to the ground. Then we took him into custody. I mean, look, dude, I got to be honest with you. Like, when you see, you know, for all the people on the left will talk all this shit, but this is kind of a situation where you're like, really, this isn't a time where you put some fucking bullets into somebody? This isn't the moment that you put some fucking bullets into a guy who just murdered a pregnant woman, rammed his car into fucking some babies.
There are certain
and
things,
then won't pull his fucking, put his knife down. You don't just go, ah, you know what? I got it. This guy doesn't need to go on trial.
The world's better off without
this guy.
Dude.
Like, what, you know.
No, look, that's fucking nuts, man.
This has nothing to do with
if
race,
a cop
color,
had a shot him, yeah, what are you going to cry for that guy? Yeah. He backed over.
I believe
a
it's
fucking
a white guy or a Hispanic guy. Regardless, I mean, what?
No, you clipped that person.
At what point do you not just fucking say, yeah, you know what? I'll deal with the fucking media, the shitstorm. You just put fucking nine bullets into that guy.
And that 7-Eleven definitely has cameras on the parking lot, and you just release that footage, and you're
for sure.
Thank heaven, man.
Yeah. God damn it. That's fucking crazy.
There was the a story a few years ago of.
That's him?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a story a couple of years ago in Canada of a guy cut a guy's head off on a Greyhound bus, and cops didn't blow that bus up. And you're like, that bus should have just been blown up right there. This man's on the bus eating a head. It's over. You're not
Eating a head?
He was eating the head. That's not, you're not rehabilitating that guy. This is craziness.
Yeah, Jason Mendez.
Yeah, Jason Mendez. Young kid. It looks like a young kid anyway. He's my age, 35 years old. He's got a, what the fuck, dude?
Jesus, dude.
What the fuck? I mean, my sister hit me up because this happened in my hometown.
Yeah.
So she's like, dude, did you hear about this guy, you know, doing that in Stony Point? And she was like, you gotta just watch who you're talking shit to in the street sometimes.
It's nuts.
And that's something that, like, I'm very conscious of with my son, especially. Like, I won't start talking shit to somebody at all if, like, my kid's around. But it's like, there's a moment where you have to, like, defend yourself or your family, and it's like, God fucking damn, dude.
Yeah.
You just don't expect somebody, no matter how much the argument gets to get in his car and drive it into your pregnant wife.
God damn it. It's fucking crazy.
And they all died? Dad, mom, kids?
No. The mom, and what was the...
It was just the mom. The rest of the family is in the hospital in serious but stable condition.
But what about the baby she was pregnant with?
Oh, it did. I mean, I'll look it up. I'm assuming that the baby also died.
It ate its way out of her. It popped out like it was a birthday cake. Singing, hello, my baby, hello, my darling. Hello, my baby, hello, my darling, hello, my ragtime gal.
One taquito left at 7-Eleven. That is truly an awful fucking, like, horrific story.
It's
so crazy when you hear shit about your hometown, too. Like, in my hometown, there was this kid, this guy and his wife got divorced after, like, 30 years. This just happened, like, last year. After 30-something years of marriage, the lady's like, I want a divorce. He held her hostage in the house for a couple days. She somehow got out, went to the police, right? He ended up putting a whole bunch of, like, propane tanks and cans of gas and all types of shit in a barn in his backyard. The FBI showed up, like, all these different, like, state police task force. He set the barn on fire. It just exploded. Like, he just ended up triggering it, so, like, the whole thing exploded. My parents live a couple blocks away, like, pictures were rattling, all types of shit, and he had a standoff, like, with the cops, ended up setting his house on fire and killing himself. Wow. And it's so fucking weird that, like, it's fucking just blocks from where, you know, like, you ride your bike by that place fucking a million times.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so weird when you hear about shit like that, like, in your town, you know?
Yeah. The biggest news from my hometown probably before that was...
Retarded boy becomes stand-up comedian.
The fuck you guys laughing at?
Zach's
the
from
for?
Your hometown?
There you go. Yeah, it's sad. The whole fucking thing is sad. What is
I can't
this?
Can't believe that you.
Breaking news right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to guess the news. Breaking news. Mike Feeney's
for
name's
another
on the
edition
for no
of
reason.
Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, was just charged with a crime. What was that crime? We're guessing the news.
Robert Kraft was just charged with a crime. Tax evasion.
Tax evasion, says Mike Fenoya. What do we think?
Tax evasions.
Tax-imations.
Tax-imations.
He's tax-imations, says Zach Amico. All right, tax-imation, Mike Finway. I like it. I like this theme. What do you think, Nathan?
I'm going to say not telling his mistresses that he had AIDS.
He's HIV positive. He's been charged with giving out AIDS to mistresses. No.
It's probably a tax thing.
You guys are all wrong. It is not a tax thing. He did not tax any Asians. He did not evade any taxes. But he was just charged with soliciting prostitution at a Florida spa.
You're kidding me.
Who cares?
Good. Yeah. Mistress in there.
There
I mean,
go.
I wasn't Fuck right at them. All, but Good. At a spa?
At a spa. So I'm assuming a massage parlor.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you do rubby rubby?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's a crime to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
To ask? What?
That you just gave her a crime? Super Bowl ring? Here, finish me off.
You just turn over with your dick hard.
Dude.
Let me see. In a press conference Friday morning, Jupiter police officer Daniel Kerr said Kraft was charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution and that a warrant for his arrest is with the state's attorney's office and will be sent to Kraft's home in Massachusetts.
That's fucking great.
Kerr, oh no. Kerr said there's a video evidence of Kraft involved in sex acts in a massage parlor on two occasions. 25 people total were charged with soliciting prostitution at the Orchids of Asia spa.
Oh, so he didn't ask. He got...
Yeah, he's a regular.
He got lumped in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he had
shit.
He had his sub club card
what?
Punched.
Punch card. Hand job punch card.
Wait a minute.
Man, hand job's a blowjob, right?
You gotta, they just keep like video surveillance and then we'll eventually charge everybody? What? What?
Pardon me, I need to go get my glasses and fake mustache.
What? And then they'll just send a letter to your home? What?
Like
what is going on right now?
Wow.
What is going on right now? That's how it happened?
It shows up in an Orchids of Asia fucking envelope. 25 cents off of fucking yeah. hot stone
I got free
massage.
What the fuck?
By the way, your life's ruined.
Jail time. It is kind of weird that you can't pay somebody to jerk you off. Like, it's pretty fucking wild, man.
Victimless crime.
It's crazy.
If somebody makes $40 or whatever, you get jerked off. I mean, it's wild.
Also, scam that Jew. You don't have to tip him.
Here's what you do. You say, I left my wallet in the car, yeah. but I'm really hard.
Yeah.
And then when they go get your wallet, you just get in your car and you drive away.
The, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
He was down in Florida in Miami Dolphin country, which yeah. they're
this is
fucking
Dolphin country.
Yeah, man, we're fucking arch rival. I'm a big Dolphin fan. I hate the Patriots. I'm glad this fucking happened. I hope they take every ring. I hope this opens up a fucking huge wormhole.
The
they take
owner
every
the...
Patriot.
They pull Dan Marino into it too.
Yeah, he's what the is, chick was wearing I mean, isotoners.
It's pretty crazy that you're telling somebody that, like, I can pay Zach to do this to me.
Uh-huh.
But I can't pay Zach to do this to me.
Why?
Right.
That's nuts.
It makes no
like,
sense.
Like, there's no, it's a it's such a bizarre, there's two people.
Because I would charge the same.
You really would. There's two people.
Equal opportunity.
Yes.
That just,
yes.
Well, I want a nut. She wants $80.
Yeah. You can't even ask, which is the wild yeah. part.
That's fucking
it's crazy.
Yep. Nuts.
Yep.
Yep.
If he was in Vegas, no problem.
Not in Vegas.
Not Vegas.
Not
illegal.
The city. It's illegal.
Yeah, you got to be in
the county. You got to be out in whatever the fuck.
Reno, well,
Reno, yeah.
Reno, it's legal, right?
Yeah, I'm just talking Vegas.
Vegas, Vegas.
Like on the strip, you cannot.
Did you guys hear that they shut down? Do you want to know why they shut down the
Bunny Ranch?
The Bunny Ranch?
No.
Because he, before he died, he didn't give anyone like the rights to it. So like the whole process of getting like those like permits and everything, it's like a whole fucking nightmare.
No, sure.
And he's had them forever. So it's literally when he died, the Bunny Ranch died.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts. Not like Rodney Dangerfield in that club.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
The Bunny Ranch of fucking New York clubs. Dangerfields.
All right, so how soon before the New York Post does the article about the Patriots owner and the pun is about deflated balls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking some Kraft, like Kraft cheese fucking pun, too. There's going to be something there. Tomorrow. They're doing it right now.
Master of
they're
his bumping, craft.
Dude, they're ripping Hollywoods right now at the office. Fucking cracking King or Coors Lights, getting ready to shit all over.
Shot.
You know it.
I mean, is he going to go to jail? Is he going to go to jail for that? You can't go to jail.
No.
You can't put a fucking billionaire in jail for it.
He's Trump
getting
level
an Asian
Illuminati.
Hand job. Get
right,
the fuck
yeah.
out of here.
No, he's going to, he'll own it. I bet you, dude, he's friends with Trump. I bet you Trump's on the phone with him right now, coaching him fucking like, through it.
Was my name on that list?
You're taking
was it?
Imagine if it was Trump and it's like fucking Godfather.
That's what takes him down.
You were at the Corleone estate. None of that ever happened.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Good. Fuck him.
Well, what are you going to do? Good for him. This guy might get real estate of the week. Volleyball coach steals girls' underwear and stores them in labeled containers. Now, I'm not saying
not
it's right.
Girls' underwear. That's what it said.
I'm
it's
not
just 96
say,
taxes. It's just fabric. It's just fabric.
I'm not going to say this is right, okay? But I get it. College volleyball chicks. Have you ever seen college volleyball players? Oh, this is the coach?
I thought that was college volleyball player.
Yeah.
Because you ever seen college volleyball players?
This is like, one of the guys
he
that
drove
works
me
at the
here.
Orchid Spa who will jerk you off for a couple of bucks.
That's the cleanup guy. He has to come in.
That's the new long snapper for the New England Patriots.
Pull up.
Just Windex and a rag and a frown.
Frown's hilarious.
Pull up college volleyball players. Like, have you, like.
Yeah.
I can literally full-fledged masturbate to college girls in volleyball shorts.
You said college way too many times for it not to be on purpose. You said college 85
pull
times.
College,
I'm not
college,
talking med
college,
school.
College.
This guy's a college coach. High school girls too, sure, whatever. What? Shut up.
Wrong side.
Yeah, we got to see their
they
ass.
They have volleyball shorts
we
on.
See their
I don't
faces,
see their
what about
fool.
That video of Nacho having sex with an entire volleyball team?
Fuck yes.
Jesus.
It's he had the best. What is it? He had them in containers?
I mean, who decided to fuck it? Yeah, and he labeled them. Like,
what are
their
kind
names?
Of containers?
All right, get away from this pig.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
There we go.
Whoa.
It is just the hottest fucking uniform. What do? Like, they put them in little tiny, tiny short shorts that go up their ass. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, they jump up and down and squeal.
I mean, ever see like the even like Olympic volleyball player, like the chicks? You're like, wait, they're in thongs. What are you doing?
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Yep. Who's that super hot summer Olympic volleyball player for the U.S. team?
Gosh, they're all hot. But what Gabrielle Reese back in the day was like a model volleyball player.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh shit, that's right. I have
as
a
stupid
right
as
now.
It sounds, it's a little bit less creepy. You know, how there's some fucking monsters that have like a tarantula in their house in a little box.
Yeah.
I'd rather go into somebody's house and like I got a bunch of college underwear. You go. That's
I'm
great.
Not saying look.
College underwear.
It's better than fucking. I got a scorpion. I got a translator. Get the fuck out of here.
Big fucking bitch. They're there's all Gabby, tall and muscular. Fuck yes.
Yeah, dude. That's not a college player. No, that's a full fledged.
That was Gabby
Gabrielle Reese. Okay, there we go. I was like, this is an adult woman with a manager.
She was once in college.
Look at those abs.
That's hilarious.
She, yeah, but I understand why that's hot. Like, he specifically stole their underwear and categorized them and put them in fucking, like, tennis ball fucking containers with their names with a piece of tape.
Pringles tubes.
And he put them in his mouth and just beats off to their fucking, like.
Once you pop, you can't stop. How do you do that? Hey, he runs in and just,
it's
how does
not,
he not
just got
think
like
he's
old.
Caught?
I wonder if he's got, like, old margarine containers and, like, deal a meal fucking.
He's got,
like
the old
Banks shit.
Cookies containers, the tin ones that your grandma
butter. The butter, the ones that shaped like pretzels with the fake salt.
If it's Tupperware, do you just open it a crack and snap?
Look, I'm not saying it's right, but any man.
I remember that game. That was Vanderbilt.
Any man knows what I'm talking about here. Any man in the world knows that
college level sweat.
It would be hot to put those girls' underwear in their mouth and then beat off and actually have them categorized and knowing who they're. It's wrong.
Yeah,
it's illegal. But it's
I
hot.
Get it. So why not
you
do this?
You gotta yell spike every time you come.
Well, you're gonna get caught. You're gonna get caught stealing the underwear, right? And so walk in while they're in the shower. You kneel down, thong in the mouth, beat off wildly, put the thong back, and run away.
He probably didn't think he was gonna caught. What he was probably doing is they probably have laundry service because the college, right? Yeah. What college was it?
Hold on. University of Kansas.
Is that a big school? I'm assuming
Jayhawks.
It's a big school.
Yeah, big school. Big.
They have.
Smells it. Jayhawks.
They have.
Oh, hold on. I got to go Jayhawk real quick.
they have their own laundry. So they probably did was after their practices, they have their underwear, their dirty shit. They put it into like some sort of laundry service.
Jeez.
And then he, being a tiny Asian, hid in the laundry cart. Obviously.
Hit in the bag.
Yeah.
There's a man in the bag. No, there isn't. Just keep throwing stuff on top of him.
Coach Lee
just pops out like Hong Kong phooey. He's got fucking. That's amazing.
Supplies.
He goes in the laundry like a prison movie, trying to break out of the locker room.
Just finds out he wants to stay in there the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, no, I'll stay.
So, I like it in here.
I like it in here.
In total, they found one container with 40 drawers, each of them having containing the underwear from different, and they were labeled with their names. They also found
I thought you were saying drawer.
Yeah, I was like, wow. No. Who wrote this?
You old fresh prince.
The big old fat girl pants.
They also found out pink high heels, boots, a sundress, and a jumpsuit, as well as sex toys, jewelry, Halloween costumes, and bras after further.
Right, he was going through the locker room.
Yeah, that guy's fucking Orchid Spa of Kansas.
He was dressing up.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No,
think
he
so.
Wasn't sniffing.
No, this was tip of the iceberg shit. Yeah,
maybe, but he was beating off with their underwear in his mouth.
Why would he write the names on it then? If he was just the names right? are specific. Yeah. He into wants a high to heel. Know
I'm
that it's
you.
Ashley or fucking whatever. You know, you don't just dress.
Maybe dressing up was part of it. Who knows? But he was. What he did was, now that I found out all the other stuff that he stole, he was going through their lockers. He was a fucking perv, dude.
Yeah,
he was
man.
Sniffing their dildos. Like, this nigga
stealing
was...
Stealing some dildos?
Yeah, he
you
was...
You gotta break into somebody's house for that.
Maybe.
No, you never know.
No, these girls all
college
live there,
locker?
Dog. They all live there.
That's so funny, man.
Hey, at least he didn't lie about it.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. I like this guy better than Smollett.
This is stolen thong country. What?
I woke up with
I don't
a...
answer to Jayhawk.
I was with a thong around my bleach bottle.
All right, let's wrap this one in a second. We're getting some questions really quick. Just a couple quick ones because I put it out on Instagram today. I want to answer some of these. Let's wrap this one up. Questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right. We're going to Instagram today to answer some of these questions. Let's fucking go. This guy had a good question earlier today. He wanted to know how me and Zach met. I want to know who said it, though. Zach, how did we meet? This is from JMilla1. He wants to know, how did you and Zach meet?
CB's Comedy Club. You wrote hammer fisting on my forearm and a magic marker.
Oh, that's when I was telling people to listen to my podcast.
You haven't washed that forearm since?
Write in permanent marker. That's if you want people to listen to your podcast, write it in permanent marker on their body. They will remember it forever.
Yeah, it was my first night at a comedy club.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Let's see. Let's see. I don't know if I have any other good questions.
You want some from the chat?
Yeah, give me one from the chat, Shannon. Thank you.
Okay. One person is asking if you can book Tom Myers for Skankfest.
Maybe. I mean, if Tom submits this year. He submitted last year, I know. And then like 40 other people submitted for him as well. Cumtown fans.
Okay. Little Ray wants to know, what white horror movie villain would you like to see remade as a black person?
White horror movie villain remade as a black person.
Is this for everybody?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining. We'll call him Black Nicholson.
I like it.
I'm glad you said nickel.
Black Niggerson.
No. I didn't say that.
Here's Jerome.
I think The Shining would be fun.
Yeah.
With a black version of The Shining, I think, would be hilarious.
I'm going to go Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So we can start running again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Friday the 13th because then it makes sense why he couldn't swim.
Yeah.
He did die.
He did die.
He died in he drowned. Crystal Lake.
I would go with Cujo, but it'd be a pit bull. Yeah.
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
It's fucking St. Bernard, right?
Guys, we're so good at improv.
Yeah. One more.
Yeah, Shannon.
C-Baby wants to know if you like Dave more or less since he had a kid.
Ooh, good question.
Wow.
Solid fucking question. I like him the same.
Do you guys have dad talks now?
Yeah, we do. No, look, I understand what they're saying. Like, Dave has become, you know, pro-life, very vocal about it now, and, you know, I don't know. I don't let people's political or social views affect the way that I feel about them personally. Like, that doesn't affect my life. It's not like when me and Dave are, you know, hanging out having a drink or talking shit together, he's sitting there, you know, going like, how do you feel about people being pro-life? Or pro-? Like, we just don't have that conversation. So it doesn't affect me. I know that, like, on the podcast, maybe if you're a podcast listener, that might annoy some people. But, yeah, I don't fucking, that's not, you know, why I'm friends with Dave. So, no. If anything, no. It made me love Dave more. I love his daughter. I love his wife. And, you know, when you have a child, it changes everything. And it will really, you're going to start to understand who you really are as a person once you have a kid or once you own property, once you start a real business, once you start to really put, you know, real chips on the table and have some real things to worry about, then you start to understand who you are as a real person. And Dave, yeah, dude, he's stepping up in a very, very big way, and he's a great dad, and, you know, he has a lot of successful things happening right now. So, not at all. Let's see if we have anything else from the Instagram, and then we're going to wrap this one up. Mr. Misk says, birthday shout out for me today. Happy birthday, Mr. Misk, you fucking bitch. In fact, he's the one, I believe, that had the Scam That You shirt in Toronto, if I'm not wrong. All right, this is it. We're fucking done. Wrapping it. Great show. Thank you, guys. Thanks you for having coming me. In. Nathan McIntosh, so funny. Fenoya, fucking crushed it. You guys are both hilarious. Very, very fun show. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. Nathan McIntosh on Twitter, at Mike Fenoya, F-I-N-O-I-A, on Twitter as well. At Zach Is That Funny, at The Chin _ at I Am Shannon Lee, at Realist Podcast, at Gas Digital, at Louis J. Gomez. Follow us all on social media. And look out for my album, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, and special, available April 1st, everywhere you can buy a comedy special. So, lots more stuff coming up, guys. We'll check you on Monday. Realist Podcast. Peace!
That's all, folks.